Is there any limit to good morals? Can one say, that's enough, after attaining a certain level of morality? There are no limits to good morals. For every piece of behavior and every word uttered, there is certainly a better one. One can never say, this is enough, or this is the best. Furthermore, whenever a person deems himself to be at a satisfactory level, then moral and behavioral corruption sets in. Since he believes that he does not need to renew himself, he cannot benefit from any beauty and cannot show any improvement in his character. God has pointed out in verses that those who see themselves as sufficient are arrogant. No, indeed, truly man is unbridled, seeing himself as self-sufficient. For this reason, one should, until the end of his life, seek to improve himself and strive for improvement. This is because nobody can be sure of earning paradise and the good pleasure of God before God's decision about him is known. What are the benefits which observance of the morals of the Quran brings to the family? The morality of the Quran requires respect for one's mother and father. God reveals this in Surah 31, verse 14. We have enjoined man to be good to his parents, for his mother bore him with much pain, and the period of his weaning took 2 years. Give thanks to me and to your parents. To me shall all things return. In a home where the morals of the Quran are practiced, there are no fights, quarrels, or conflicts. A highly respectful attitude is displayed towards the mother, father, and other family members. Everyone lives in a happy and joyful environment. Poverty or wealth never reduce the mutual devotion, love, and respect between family members, who support and help one another in all circumstances. How should one behave towards one's parents according to the Quran? God has commanded people to show kindness to their parents. Speaking kind words, showing affection and respect, and being compassionate to one's parents is a requirement of the morals of the Quran. God commands people not to express irritation to their parents in a verse. Your Lord has decreed that you should worship none but Him, and that you should show kindness to your parents. Whether one or both of them reach old age with you, do not say, oof, to them out of irritation. And do not be harsh with them, but speak to them with gentleness and generosity. Take them under your wing, out of mercy, with due humility, and say, Lord, show mercy to them as they did in looking after me when I was small. Even if their parents do not share their children's belief and do not believe in God, believers still maintain their compassionate and respectful manner towards them. They do not follow their advice if it conflicts with religion, but this does not change their idea of respect in the least. They are charged with treating their parents well, no matter what the circumstances. God commands in one verse, We have instructed man to honor his parents. But if they endeavor to make you associate with me something about which you have no knowledge, do not obey them. It is to me you will return, and I will inform you about the things you did. It is stated in the Quran that God does not like those who are boastful. What is being boastful according to the Quran? According to the Quran, the foremost characteristic of a person who is boastful is his forgetting that everything he owns has been given to him by God, and, in his imagined superiority, boasting about these things. An important misconception on this subject is regarding only those whose behavior is most excessive as people who forget God and boast arrogantly. The fact is, however, that anyone who forgets that it is God who gives him beauty and is influenced by this is being boastful. Alternatively, bragging about one's successes and failing to realize one's helplessness in the face of God is also boasting. For this reason, everyone must strongly avoid becoming puffed up with arrogance. Not for a moment must he forget that he is helpless and needy in the face of God, and must bear in mind that God can take away everything he possesses at a stroke. What does modesty signify in believers? Modesty is mentioned in the Quran as an important attribute of believers. It is also related in the verses that God does not love who are haughty and who enjoy going to excess. Believers are those who are aware of the fact that God is the Creator and the only Lord of everything, and that it is He who bestows His blessing on mankind. A believer is cognizant of his weakness before God, and therefore never displays an unjust arrogance. No matter how beautiful, how rich, how intelligent, or how esteemed he may be, he does not boast of these things because he knows that it is God who grants them to him. For that reason, his behavior towards other believers is also modest. He does not try to emphasize his own abilities or good features, because he expects the recompense for all he does only from God. Contrary to the arrogance of unbelievers, modest believers behave with humility, which is reflected in their appearance too. This modest manner of believers is related in Surah 25, verse 63 as follows. The servants of the All-Merciful are those who walk lightly on the earth, and who, when the ignorant speak to them, say, "Peace." As a result of this attitude of believers, God gives them the glad tidings of paradise. Your God is God alone, so submit to Him. Give good news to the humble-hearted. How should one behave towards an arrogant person? Another of the most important characteristics of believers is their resoluteness in living in compliance with good morals and their beliefs, regardless of condition, people, or environment. For that reason, when they encounter an arrogant kind of behavior, they do not fall into the same error as the person committing it, but on the contrary, behave modestly and humbly, and try to set an example to that person too. This is what God has specified as the behavior that pleases Him. God has revealed in the Quran that responding to bad behavior with good will influence that person too. A good action and a bad action are not the same. Repel the bad with something better. And if there is enmity between you and someone else, he will be like a bosom friend. How are people who warn others, yet do not personally practice what they recommend described in the Quran? In the Quran, God has advised believers to enjoin one another to do right and forbid wrongdoing. This surely pleases God. However, the really important thing is to pay personal heed to what one reminds other people of and to set an example in one's own behavior and good morals. Because if someone knows that a particular action is wrong and is disturbed by that behavior, then he is equally likely to abandon the wrong and do what is right. God reminds believers of this as follows. Do you order people to devoutness and forget yourselves when you recite the book? Will you not use your intellect? Therefore, a person must first put his own house in order and only then start warning those around him. If he recommends proper morality but does not practice it himself in his daily life, then his sincerity must be questioned. Do believers feel anger? Believers, like anyone else, may naturally feel anger at certain events. However, one of the most important indications of their virtuous character is their ability to control their rage. They know that no good will come of an uncontrolled intense fury, and that they will just lose their ability to act reasonably and be just. They avoid making wrong decisions that may harm both themselves and their surroundings. For that reason, believers exhibit steadfastness and forgiveness. God praises this feature of believers in the Quran in these words. Those who give in times of both ease and hardship, those who control their rage and pardon other people, God loves the good doers. Yet controlling rage should not be misunderstood. It does not mean to accept everything as it is or being passive. Believers certainly act in response to events and try to prevent any wrongdoing or situations that may cause harm to other believers. But they do not act with their emotions. They instead find rational solutions and try to free that person from his bad manners, to guide him or to change the existing harmful situation. What is the concept of justice in the Quran that believers are commanded to have? God has commanded believers to evaluate all events with justice within the boundaries stated in the Quran. Abiding by this command is a most important attribute of believers. A decision someone makes or testimony one gives may sometimes be against his own interests, or may concern the interests of a relative. But this is of no importance to someone who fears God. Because the criterion by which believers behave is the good pleasure of God. It may seem, for an instant, expedient for that person to bear witness or to make a judgment in a way that God does not approve of. A worldly expediency, however, does not afford believers serenity or happiness if God is not pleased with it. For that reason, believers render justice even if it is against themselves or their relatives. Another danger that is likely to prevent people from being fair in their judgments is the anger they may feel towards other people. If someone bears anger or malice towards someone else, then he might wish not to do something that would be to that person's benefit. Believers, however, consider the pleasure of God and do not cease acting with justice, regardless of the other person. Because God has commanded believers, do not let hatred for a people incite you into not being just. Be just. That is closer to faith. How is the concept of cleanliness expressed in the Quran? Believers are people who are physically very clean. Their homes, bodies, and clothes are always spotless, as a requirement of verse 4 and 5 of Surah 74, which says, "Purify your clothes, shun all filth." They try to make the places they are in similar to the elegant environment of paradise described in the Quran. The food they eat is also clean, as a requirement of verse 172 of Surah 2 that says, "You who believe, eat of the good things we have provided for you." God has stressed in a number of verses what believers' idea of cleanliness should be. One of these reads, "Do not associate anything with me and purify my house for those who circle it, and those who stand and bow and prostrate." What does moral cleanliness mean? In the Quran, God states that people should be morally clean too. It is stated that he who avoids the evil of his soul and purifies it will succeed. God states in Surah 91, verse 8 to 9, "The self and what proportioned it and inspired it with depravity and a fear of God, he who purifies it has succeeded. He who covers it up has failed." Moral purity is attainable, as we are informed in the verse, when a person avoids the evil that his soul commands him to commit. Someone who is morally pure has a sincere faith and a peaceful spirit. All his thoughts, as all his deeds, are righteous. In every event he encounters, he behaves in a manner that shows that he is well pleased with God. He is sincere and genuine. He well knows that there is definitely goodness in everything God creates. Such people are purified from the corruption of their souls. God heralds the good end that these people will meet in Surah 35, verse 18. Whoever is purified for himself alone. God is your final destination. How is the care of orphans described in the Quran? Verse 9 of Surah 93 commands people to be compassionate towards orphan children and to treat them kindly with the words, "So as for orphans, do not oppress them." In other verses, God commands people to respect orphans' rights, to set aside a part of their goods and income for them, and to treat them well. Furthermore, he recommends that assets belonging to orphans be used justly, and that these should be returned to them when they reach mental maturity. God advises people in the Quran to be careful and meticulous over orphans' education so that they should be brought up as good servants to God and have the good morals of the Quran. He encourages believers to bring up orphans by providing them with protection and material assurance. They will ask you about the property of orphans. Say, "Managing it in their best interests is best. If you mix your property with theirs, they are your brothers." A believer always avoids any injustice towards orphans' property because God has defined the pitiless behavior of those who covet the property of orphans and benefit from it as a serious crime and oppression. Give orphans their property, and do not substitute bad things for good. Do not assimilate their property into your own. Doing that is a serious crime. Because of all these, believers protect orphans' property carefully until they grow up and are able to care for themselves, and hand over all their rights to them when they are grown up. On the other hand, those who violate the rights of orphans and cause them distress and suffering are people with no fear of God. God has this to say about such people in the Quran: "Have you seen him who denies religion? He is the one who harshly rebuffs the orphan and does not urge the feeding of the poor." Is it proper to complain about a disease, disability, poverty, or physical defect? Imperfections such as sickness, disability, or poverty are specially created by God in order to make a person grasp the temporary nature of the life of this world, yearn for paradise, and accordingly make an effort to attain it. Hence, these imperfections are, in fact, blessings that God grants to His servants. For a person who knows how to take heed, these situations which seem to be difficulties in the world turn out to be great blessings in respect to his eternal life. God has promised paradise to his servants who, when faced with the deficiencies and difficulties of the life of this world, put their trust in God and are steadfast in order to earn his good pleasure. Furthermore, God will remove all the imperfections, both spiritual and physical, of these people in paradise, and will create them in the most beautiful and eternal form. That is why what one should do in the face of such an imperfection is not to forget this fact and to utterly yield to his Lord, who is the Lord of infinite wisdom. Because there is absolute goodness and great wisdom, unknown to the person himself, in the fate that God has determined for him. It is not compatible with the morals of the Quran to be displeased at and to complain of situations that people do not like, such as poverty, ugliness, or sickness. Of course, people will resort to all the means of modern medicine in the face of sickness, and will do all in their power to overcome difficulties. However, what they also need to do in the event that those efforts come to nothing is to accept the fate that God has set out for them. It should be remembered that a person who complains of and is not happy with a situation is in fact displeased with a good thing that God has willed for him. That surely is ingratitude to God, because He creates every incident in order to test man and renders it a means to his eternal salvation. The ideal behavior that believers should exhibit is described in the Quran as follows. Say, nothing can happen to us except what God has ordained for us. He is our master. It is in God that the believers should put their trust.